Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is expected to announce that Multnomah County will move into the lower COVID risk category. The county has met the 65% vaccination threshold and submitted a vaccine equity plan to state health officials. Bars, restaurants, and gyms are allowed to reopen up to 50% capacity in lower risk. In the Tri-County area, Washington County is already at low risk, while Clackamas County still needs to meet the vaccination threshold and submit its plan to the Oregon Health Authority. Portland officials have started posting 48-hour notices on homeless camps that pose a health or safety risk to the community. Several camps were cleared out yesterday. A lawsuit was filed against the city after several reports claimed contractors lost or threw away people's property during the sweeps. Today marks 1 year since George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis. Former police officer Derek Chauvin is now awaiting sentencing after being convicted on murder and manslaughter charges. Floyd's family will be in Washington, D.C. this morning for a meeting at the White House as senators continue to debate a police reform bill named after Floyd. Belarus now faces international sanctions after it forced a commercial airliner to land so it could arrest a passenger. An opposition journalist was detained over the weekend after being removed from a flight from Greece to Lithuania. Yesterday, European leaders voted to ban EU planes from Belarusian airspace. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is promising to rally international support to help Gaza. Israeli authorities also started allowing fuel, medicine, and food headed to Gaza's private sector to enter the territory for the first time since the recent conflict began. The White House is calling on China to hand over data from the start of the coronavirus pandemic to the World Health Organization. A new report found that researchers at a lab in Wuhan went to the hospital with an illness in November of 2019. China denies the report's findings and any theory the virus might have escaped from a lab. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.